It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was looking at the numbers, guys, for the Seahawks, and our second leading rusher has more yards than their leading rusher. And I think that's pretty interesting. And I think that's kind of the point is you have two guys that can do it, you keep guys fresh.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you know, to your point, we've had this conversation, and Goforth and I had this conversation on the postgame. It's like everybody's so quick to say, well, Bijan's RB1 or Algier needs to, you know, be RB1. Who cares? Neither one of them are as good without the other one. All right? They both get worn down. You don't want a running back at this point in the year to have 33 carries. And so I think that's one of the things they're trying to avoid up there in Minnesota right now.
And they're so – would you say that Cam Akers in some ways and Aaron Jones are similar in the same in their own likeness as in the same way that – Bijan and Tyler Algier have a ton of similarities. So
yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, and when you look at these two teams, you can see how the Seahawks, their running game wasn't as effective last week for them, right? Yeah. But then you had the Falcons who put up 200 rushing yards combined with Algier and Bijan.
Yeah, the running game is just something that it seems like they are opting out of when it comes to when it comes to Seattle, and we talked a little bit yesterday about the fact that Ryan Grubb is their offensive coordinator. He was a guy that was in Tuscaloosa for like 4 days with Kalen DeBoer and then was like, you know what? It turns out I don't want to recruit. I'd much rather kind of visit the combine, see what I want, kind of pluck the talent from there, and he's been able to get that done. But this offense has been extremely, I think, frustrating for Seattle fans. There seems to be a rift between DK Metcalf and Geno Smith and what is the running game and what do you need out of the running game, the offensive line. I know it's been widely regarded as one of the worst as far as running the ball in the NFL, man. It's just not what they do. So, to your point, Tiff, you look at the running game for Seattle and all the questions you have about this defensive line and what they're bringing to the table for Atlanta, it's like, you know what, this is kind of a good matchup. So hopefully it's maybe a little statistical get-right game for that defensive front.
Yeah, they only had 52 yards combined in their loss to the 49ers, so not good.
Well, and they've got two backs that their usage is very, very close. When you look at Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet, who's on my fantasy team, so if you're going to use anybody, use him.
Sorry to hear that.
Their touches, Kenneth Walker has two more carries and two more receptions and two more touchdowns. And actually, well, just really one more touchdown overall. But it's kind of crazy. 51 carries to 49, 21 receptions to 19. When they were winning games, they started off 3-0. Zach Charbonnet was a huge part of that offense. As far he's tailed off a little bit the last few weeks. I know because he was on my bench when he was doing it, and then I put him in and he stopped doing anything.
That's frustrating, man. I think that's the key.
That's the key to them, running the football is key. These teams are It is crazy that you're going to see the 27th worst run defense in the league in Seattle and the 25th in Atlanta worst run defense.
So something's got to give.
So I would – and then off – but the thing I would – you go to is Seattle is averaging under 100 yards in the NFL running the football, which is bad in today's league. And the Falcons now they're right around 114, which is still bottom tier in the league.
Doesn't that blow your mind for a minute?
Well, I think it
after
does
last week.
But you know what? Let's go back to the beginning of the season.
Collect yourself.
Yeah, I was because, like, man, don't get angry at me.
Well, no, I'm saying go back because you weren't
going to be happy.
I am happy. I'm happy because look, you know what? Our third down conversion rate number is right now?
34.4%.
Okay, since you're looking at it, all right. Hey, tough guy, can you tell me what it was going into the Tampa game?
26%.
I told him during
the break.
Where's
that one? No, you didn't. I knew it during the pregame. I know what it was because I talked about it in the pregame show.
I told you during the break. So the point is that the Falcons' run offense, which going into the Tampa game, they were only averaging 102.8 yards a game. They've added, what, 11 yards of that in 2 weeks. So they're possessing the ball more. The offense is moving. It's working more as one unit. The offensive coordinator is doing stuff, Mike, with the run game that we haven't seen before.
Mm.
And now we've got ESPN analysts saying, ooh, look at this.
Yeah. No, I like it too because and I won't try to explain it right now. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, Tiff. The difference between wide zone, mid zone. I know we talked a little bit about it Monday as well. There are just so many intricate details too, and there's layers to what they're trying to do. And we'll talk about it a little bit at the top of the hour and kind of dive into why that's more friendly for a guy like Caleb McGarry to run mid zone than it is wide zone. We'll talk about look, man. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but second steps and footwork and everything else that goes along with a little mid zone, a little wraparound, a little cutback, a little lead blocking. There's a lot of things that are friendly to this offensive line about it, so we'll have to get into that at the top of the hour for sure.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.